AH Power Solutions, and we are here cooking carne asada, guacamole, and a variety of salsas.
You know, this is the first time I've ever seen this at a barbecue. I've seen it in a backyard barbecue, but we've got shaved carne asada. It's probably about a quarter inch thick, and it's on the grill, and they're chopping it up here. But that's an interesting take to a barbecue. A lot of ribs, a lot of brisket. I like it because it's different. You guys are going to stand. It's almost like you're going for the home run or strike it out.
Absolutely. Well, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. Barbecuing is anything you can throw on the grill nowadays, and this is a pretty tasty sirloin. Like you described it very well, it's easy to make. We can feed a lot of people through the feed line, and yeah, hopefully we get the home run.
So in our little green tent there by Gravity Services, you know, our little portable trailer with power, they're already talking about the guacamole. What's going on with the guacamole? What sets your guacamole so far? I've had five girls come into the tent and tell me the guacamole is amazing.
I really don't know. This is a guacamole recipe passed down from my mother to me, and it's very simple. I guess the devil is in the simplicity. It is very simple.
I hear you there. I noticed there are some spices on this particular carne asada. Is there any method to it, or?
Not really. Just a good attitude, the willingness to take the heat from the grill, and a good old Sam's Montreal steak seasoning.
I was going to say, it looks like Montreal steak seasoning, and it really is, so you ain't really reinventing the wheel here at all. Glad you guys, of course, came out for this, because it's a great cause to be a part of the barbecue. Any tips you might have for anybody out there looking for aspiring smoker barbecuing?
Gee, no, everybody's kind of got their own spin and take, and just be creative is my take.
The last guy said, watch YouTube. Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
You bet.